Blog Talk Radio.
K, y'all. Today is Featured Indie Friday presents Miss Shelly K. And starting the show out, you know what I'm saying, the show off with that sweet song right there, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Miss Shelly K. And we're going to get into it, you know what I'm saying? Today is the Featured Indie Friday of, let me go ahead and get my little music started so I can get y'all a little background information on the superstar that I got on the show today. You know what I'm saying? I got a superstar. So, yeah, I'm about to get into it. When she call in, we're going to do what it does. You know what I'm saying? Get this famous interview going. And it's all hooked up by Miss Computer Lady. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Miss PC Bone. And, yeah, got on the show Miss Latrice Kelly, a.k.a. Shelly K. This thing pulled back up, who was a native Detroiter who started her career at the age of 5 with her father, Joseph Norris, who was a Motown record singer and sound technician for the Temptations. Shelly's performance was at Kennedy Square in the 70s in downtown Detroit. Credits include background vocals for Melvin Van Peebles and Luther Ingram. Open shows for Marlena Shaw, Marion Meadows, The Temptations' Review, and The Spinners. Numerous club appearances to include the legendary Baker's Keyboard Lounge, Bomax Lounge, and Burt's Marketplace. Performances with the Gordon Camp Band, the VIPs, the Ted Harris Jr. Band, the Harold McKinney Band, and the late jazz great Rudy Robinson. Recent performances include the Museum of African American History, Jazz Bash in Detroit, City of Detroit African American Festival. She was on the main stage. Also at Shantix's and WJLB Radio Hype for Peace concert. Also, she did a duet performance with Brian McKnight at the legendary Fox Theater in Detroit. Shelly Kay also writes most of her own lyrics and counts Phyllis Hyman as her main musical influence. She is currently under the production of the legendary Grammy Award winner and songwriter-producer John Glover, whose accomplishments include... John Glover, whose accomplishments include Grammy awarded. I keep losing my place. Sorry about that, Pete. I keep losing my place. Yeah, there we go. Grammy awarded songs. You Don't Have to Be a Star. Memories Don't Leave Like People Do, and What Becomes of the Broken Heart, and the songs of the Key of Life, just to name a few. John Glover also introduced Stevie Wonder to Motown Records, which gave him his big break. Also at her side, Mr. Ernest Kelly, whose promoting and marketing credentials started back at BMI, Atlantic Records, Motown Records, and now Intersoul Records, in which he currently owns and still promotes. A few of Mr. Kelly's past artists include Helen Reddy, Kool & the Gang, Natalie Cole, Chicago, and Jimmy Ruffin, just to name a few. So as you see, Michelle K comes from an extensive background of musicians, songwriters, artists, producers. She's already, hooked up with people in the industry that can definitely put her into that next, that next success bracket. So I'm just here. It's part of the Regular Game Entertainment, featured in the Artist Friday. Just trying to help accomplish that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we do. Get into another song, though, until she does come through. She's scheduled to come on through. We're going to get into it. You know what I'm saying? So right now, this is Miss Rita Shelby. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play, keep this thing on a little smoothie tip. And this is called Cherish the Moment. Right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize Season 2 with your boy Captain Smell So Good in the building.
Cherish the moment. Calvary to rush with weapons drawn to rescue me. And the only way to heaven is to die.
got to give it up. Y'all got to give it up, because, damn, that song was longer than a motherfucker. Damn. All right, y'all, we got Michelle King on the way, though. You know, I had to throw that old school Marvin Gaye extended, super extended version on. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, so we got Michelle K coming up in a few. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying, for just making the show. You know what I'm saying? I had, you know, the brother K Wilson came through and stood a nigga up on the show. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, you know, Uncle F, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he, you know, Uncle F didn't call me and let me know that the brother, you know what I'm saying, had some problems in the family or whatever. So if you listen to that show, yeah, you know, he pretty much got ragtagged all through the show. But hey, that's what we do right here. You know what I'm saying? This is Real Nigga Network, man. You don't be playing around here. I'm going to play this last little song, man. You know, keeping it a little sultry, smooth, because that's what Michelle K is all about. You know what I'm saying? That's why we're keeping it on a smooth tip. So I'm going to play a little something off the wall. You know, I've been playing these off-the-wall cuts. You know what I'm saying? These are not indie artists. Of course, Marvin Gaye is definitely nowhere in the category of an independent artist, but he is, you know, definitely in the category of a great, great person, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, very instrumental to the music industry. So that's why he gets played. And, of course, it's my one-year anniversary celebration, celebrated yesterday, you know what I'm saying, February 25th, but we still celebrate. And, yeah, it's officially season two, you know what I'm saying, and the Starship Smelly Prize, your boy Captain smells so good. Yes, I've upgraded. So I'm now a captain. You know, once you go through training, goddammit, you got to go up in the motherfucking ranks. Ain't no sense you staying in the same shit you was, you know what I'm saying, last season. So every season, you know what I'm saying, yeah, we're going to be switching up something new, doing something new. And next week will be Reflection Week, where we'll be reflecting on the whole, you know what I'm saying, first season, man. You know, you get to hear funny clips. You know, a couple of brief interviews. I'm run some interviews back, some of my favorite interviews and stuff. And I have a good time, you know what I'm saying? So today is featured in the Friday, present Shelly K, Miss Shelly K from Detroit, Michigan. And that's how we're going to do this right here. I got this from WTMP. Y'all can check them out, www.wtmp.com, which is our black radio station down here, you know what I'm saying? Playing all your R&B and a couple of hip-hop joints, you know what I'm saying? Met them on the streets, and they shot me this song. They was promoting for Avant. This is one of his singles off his album, and this is called Sailing. So we're going to keep it smooth, y'all. Coming right here live. Starship Smelly Prize is Record of Game Radio, featured in the Friday. Present Shelly Kim.
Well, it's not one down paradise, at least it's not for me. And when the wind is right, you can sail away, find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles, just you wait and see. Believe in me. Oh. It's not far to Never Never Land. Joy of innocence again. Oh, the kids can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Believe in me. Sailing takes me away to where I've always heard it could be. Every word is a symphony. Don't you believe in me? not for me. And if the wind is right, you can sail away and find serenity. Oh, the camps can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Believe in me. Oh, sailing takes me away to where I've always heard it could be. Oh, dream in the wind that carries me. Soon I will be free.
Mr. Avant, new album, y'all. He got a new album out. I don't know what the hell it is because he ain't independent, so I ain't finna talk about his shit. But he do got a new album out, so y'all go and check that brother out. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. So, you know, still waiting on Michelle and Kate. I'm still keeping it smooth and in the groove. So what I'm going to do is play one of my homeboy's favorite tracks. This is Mr. Goofy Bone's favorite track, you know what I'm saying? Straight out of San Jose, California, Straight Low Records. Shouts out to them. And this brother comes from right here in the 813, produced by Dead Dollar Records. Oh, my homeboy, Tanner Man, and my cousin, Mr. Lurline, put this track together, and brother came in to spit on it. His name is Gray Fox, old school brother, and he really do what he do. It's called Leaving, and coming up, the Speech of the Day Friday presents Michelle K.
This is another Dead Dollar Records about the girl you think I'm messing around.
Right, y'all. Y'all already know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's kind of crazy because she just left. We got Michelle K on the line. You know what I'm saying? It just entered the building. Pretty sure she's going to call her right back in. To get this show started for the featured Indie Artist Friday, right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize. Your boy DJ smells so good. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. You know what I'm saying? Chilling off in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? Listening out, waiting for the show to start. And we just got the guest of honor entering the Smelly Prize. So let's go ahead and beam up, everybody. Let's beam her up real quick. Hold on, Michelle K. Got you on the line. And let me walk on over here real quick and get these buttons pushing. Y'all already know how I do. If you don't, we are floating in space, people. So, you know, you hear stuff is going to sound kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we all on the Starship Smelly Prize, and this is how we do on a Featured Indie Artist Friday. Let's go. All right. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Everybody, let me go ahead and give you a round of applause, first of all, Miss K. I have to give you a round of applause because I've been a fan of yours. I ain't ever talked to you, met you, and don't know nothing about you. But
wow.
Your music. It deserves a round of applause. Here you go. Give it up, everybody. I'll give it up. Oh, I'm talking about it. Michelle K in the building.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. Welcome to the show. You know what I was thinking before you came to the show? Somebody told me. They say,
Look, she bending over. Claude Hemmers. The Lord is my shepherd. He
know
what I want.
You know, but that was just getting that off of the MySpace. You know what I'm saying? The dark side,
yeah.
That is. You know, I got that
cool.
Off the dark side.
Cool. You know
welcome
what,
to
dear?
The show. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Baby, I'm doing fine. Thank you. I have a cold, so forgive me if I'm voice kind of, you know.
Well, you gonna sound like me because I hang out, you know, late night at the clubs. So I be out in all kind of weather, so that's why, you know, I sound like, you know, my voice is a little groggy. I ain't trying to pull no Barry White or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just my voice is naturally like this. So, we have
Miss... You called me in the morning sounding like that, Barry.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, hey, I want me to call you in the morning now. You know what I'm saying? So this is my name is Captain Smell So Good. I had to change my name, actually. I'm in the second season of my show. Yesterday, I just celebrated my one-year anniversary in radio. And you are actually my first guest for season
two.
You're the first guest for season two, so you're setting the standard for season two.
That's right.
And this is what goes down. When I first started the show, I read everything about you from A to the Z. pretty much. You're native Detroiter, started a career at the age of five with your father, Joseph Norris, who's a Motown recording singer, sound technician for the Temptations. Your music dates back to the 70s, still banging all the way up to now, 2010. A lot of the brothers and sisters that you perform with still have their music in rotation on quite a few different shows. Actually, not on this show because it's not independent music. But I do, you know, promote their music on the street corners and stuff like that. So a lot of the people that I've been reading about, the Spinners, Marion Meadows, Melvin Van Peebles, Luther Ingram, a lot of those artists, you know, I've grown up on.
Right.
Me personally, I've grown up with them. So let me ask you, with all your, you know, just how was that growing up in that industry, in that, you know, just in that whole stardom? Because your dad was a star, I guess what you would say from, you know, from your early age of five, he was already a star and working with, you know, major people. So, I mean, how was that, you know, how did that affect your life in even getting into the business?
I didn't understand then when I was younger, and it didn't really impact me of who a lot of the people I was rubbing elbows with and being around. I didn't really understand. It's not until I got older that I was like, you know, wow. As well as, you know, music was easier then because there was more singers being able to be, you know, taken up by the radio stations. Nowadays, it's hard, so...
Rap crap all on the radio.
Exactly.
They don't want good music. They want an image.
An image and a body.
That's it. I preach to these artists, you know, don't be a milli vanilli in the game. I mean, and they will let you be that, you know, but milli vanilli showed that today's artists, you know what I'm saying, don't need the creativity, you know what I'm saying, at all. And that's what I call a milli vanilli artist, you know. Only thing they're looking for is you got the bag of jeans, you go and spend a little money on a chain and throw some sunglasses on, and now you're a rap artist.
Exactly.
You know, or sing. Yeah, you don't even sing. I mean, you don't even hear R&B artists nowadays. It's like, where did, you know, the love music go? Where did, you know what I'm saying, the R&B and real soulful music go? We don't have any of that promoted. You know what I'm saying, today. Except for now, you know what I'm saying, with the exception of your music, you know, and with me, because I actually make mix CDs, and I'm putting you on all of my mixtapes.
Oh, yeah, so cool. Thank you.
Yeah, they, you know what I'm saying, to give people, you know, basically to give it a comparison from real music to the shit y'all listening to. You know,
right.
And when you listen to your music, you can hear the soul, you can hear the conviction, you know, you can hear, you actually wrote your lyrics and know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it definitely. But, you know, the R&B is kind of seeping back more to me. You got Will Downing, Phil Perry is coming out.
He's still doing the thing.
You know, Avant, Joe, a lot of these artists are Boys to Men, so a lot of R&B is coming back.
It's coming back, yeah. But it's the older school, though. It's the older school trying to bring it back because our younger folks, you know, ain't trying to take up the crap and really, you know, they want to try to find the easy way out. That's the way I look at it. Promote the majority of the artists I promote, you know what I'm saying, they can sing, you know, they can hold a note, but a lot of them see that, you know what I'm saying, the rap way is a easier way to be because it's more accepted right now, you know what I'm saying, in the industry.
Like here in Detroit, there's really not a lot of rap. There's basically, you know, WJLB is pushing rap, but the other channels are basically R&B. So it's So it is R&B trying to come back, but once again, a lot of the young people don't know because the music industry is not allowing a lot more adults and R&B in order to be more played on the radio. As well as to, you know, what they accept. The record industry accepts, as long as you look good, you're young, and not understanding that these kids are going into these studios, and they'll lay a note, and it's a studio that might put a rip to it or put a run to it. But when these kids actually perform live, you're like, what happened?
Yeah, they look like, what is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you serious? You know, it's the difference between being an actual performing artist and being a studio artist.
Exactly.
You know, and a lot of these cats, they just like studio artists. You know, they sound good in the studio, but then they get on stage and they don't freeze up, but they just, Nicki Minaj, this new chick that just came out, you know, because I promote for a female rap artist, her name is Janu. And the chick that, when I watched Nicki Minaj on stage, her lyrics is nice. You know, she can rap or whatever for a female, but she stands there on stage like completely stiff and just saying her lyrics, you know what I'm saying? Just saying her lyrics. No background dancers, no nothing. Just she's just standing on stage basically talking. And I'm like, that's no stage presence. There's nothing that will make me want to sit here and actually, you know, watch you. Listening to you on a mixtape or a record is one thing. But sitting up here and paying $20-$25 to see you in concert, you know, that now you talking about something else, you know what I'm saying? Now you wasting my money.
Pretty much.
And let me ask you, because I didn't see it mentioned, do you have a band that follows you around?
You know what? Recently, as a matter of fact, it's been a week now. I now have my own band, the Z-Man. The radio station actually highly recommended these gentlemen, and we exchanged music, we exchanged CDs, and I was blown away by their sound, and they were like, you know, oh my God. You know, so we finally hooked up, and they're learning my material. So, yes, I now have Shelly K's band.
That's real. All right. Got the official band going on. Because that's another thing. It's no, down here, I'm in Tampa, Florida. And these artists, I don't know where no band's at. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't, if you asked me, I couldn't point you to a live band, a black band.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's down here doing anything notable. You know, and that's why I asked it, because it's like, you know, where's the original good music at? You know what I'm saying? Like, singing with, when you hear that live band, hear them live instruments and live drums, and when a person can actually stay on key, stay in tune with the band, I mean, that shows the originality of the artist, and that shows the dedication, you know. And that, when that sinks, that's a beautiful thing.
It really is. It took years. When I say years, I am very particular. And I know many musicians, but a lot of the ones that I wanted were already booked, you know, with somebody else. So I was, you know, well, I had different guys putting, you know, but they didn't have the sound. And it wasn't until now that, you know, I am so elated over this band. There's 8 of us. So, you know, it's a whole ensemble. So if you don't have it there, you know, you let us come over here. We come to you.
Wow. So you do travel?
Without a doubt. Well, I do now that I have a band.
You got your band, yeah.
Yeah, I was doing tracks, and I'm not, you know, I'll do tracks, but I love a live performance. That's what I've always, you know, that's what I was taught.
So how much would it take for me to bring you to Florida or bring you to Tampa?
Well, that's, you know, we have to discuss that.
I got to talk that to your manager. You got a manager too, right? Correct?
Yeah, I have a manager.
Okay. Well, yeah, shout out to the manager out there. You know, I know they probably flip like, don't you answer that. Hang up.
Pretty much.
It's all good. So let's get into, let me talk about your songs a little bit. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying? She's very instrumental in, she's in the chat room listening, believe you me. She If it wasn't for her, yeah, if it wasn't for the computer ladies, I would be lost on real music.
That's my sweetheart, and a lot of people don't get enough credit, and she's gonna be sitting next to me at the Grammys.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? If she ain't doing a show at the same time, you know. You know, she might have a show schedule to talk about, you know what I'm saying, you on the Grammys.
I think she might get a computer that day. I think she might get somebody that'll sound like her.
Yeah, hey, I'm trying to tell you. She sent me five tracks that I done played the name off of them. You know what I'm saying? That's how much I've been playing them. I play them on and off the radio. My favorite song is Special Friends. That is my favorite. That is like, if you ever just pop up on this show, you always hear me playing that.
That's the one you want me to sing to you.
Period. Yeah. Well, actually, you know, cause yeah, you did tell me that your voice is, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you feel you can, you know, hold it down, you know, I would appreciate you. I know you got a song that says unappreciated and everything, but you know, I would be your window man, and I would look in and appreciate you, you know, as my special friend.
That is so cool.
You know, I really do. I really love, I've listened to all of your songs. Window Man, Unappreciated, Tribute to Phyllis Hyman, Special Friends, Night Talk. And honestly, and My Funny Valentine, Hold Me, Dance With Me. And what I told Miss Computer Lady, normally when I interview an artist, I only normally accept 1 to 3 tracks. Yeah, you know she sent me more than that. But after listening, I was like, I want more music. You know what I'm saying? It was like, wow. She hooked me up. Have you ever heard of Rita Shelby?
Who?
Rita Shelby.
I think so.
Okay, that's another artist that Miss Computer Lady hooked me up with. Jazz. She does the jazz type singing and stuff. And you know, that was who, you know, once again through Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying, hooked me up with another sultry real artist, you know what I'm saying, that's really in the game trying to, you know, get out there and get her music out there in a positive light. And really, you know, internet radio is really slept on, but in a minute, I mean, we going to get our just desserts, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm here, trying to put in my you know, pay my dues and stuff, because I know stuff about to hit the fan. And if you all are riding with us, you know what I'm saying, internet radio is what's going to take you to the top.
You're right, that's the word. That's the word going around with a lot of us artists. That it's one thing to put the CD in the store. That's almost becoming old. That the way to go now is the internet radio and having your music to be electronically, you know, downloaded.
Yeah, and you can't be scared of that, you know, because what you got to understand, if you got your stuff, your units in the stores, it only takes a person to buy one unit, you know what I'm saying, to go back and make 1,000 copies anyways of your music if they like it. So there's no stopping, you know what I'm saying, no stopping them from downloading your music. At least if they download it, you get you know, traces, you know, BMI, distribution, recordings, you get all kind of benefits. You know what I'm saying, from being online, because you're heavily tracked. I mean, you're very heavily tracked by your IP address, you know, but that's a benefit for you, you know, and that also, you get to see in right then, real time progress of your music. You know what I'm saying? You don't get that from SoundScan and all these other kind of people. You know what I'm saying? You got to wait, you know, for the quarter to get up, until the 6 months, until the year. Everything online is boom. You get it right then and there. All your results, you know what I'm saying, feedback and everything, you get it right here direct. You know,
that's
and
right.
I think that is very key to success in this business. And it's been my dream to be a radio show host, you know, and I'm where I want to be. You know, I'm exactly where I want to be, talking to the people that I want to talk to. And I want to talk to the world and not Florida. So I don't have a Florida audience. You know, the people that call into my show actually are just starting to come from my hometown, which I don't even advertise in my hometown because I don't want that audience. You know,
right.
I'm outside of the box. You know what I'm saying? I want to bring people outside of the box into Florida. So if you want to come down here, well, I don't want you to hear a whole bunch of people talking just like me. I want you to hear a whole bunch of people from everywhere, from Detroit, from Ohio, from California. So you'll know when you come down to Florida, down in Tampa, that you're going to be networking with somebody who loves everybody and not just his own people.
And that's what's up.
Dance with me. Tell me which one was your favorite song before we play the first song. Which your favorite song, and that, you know, it, whether it was just – it was the time that you made it, it reminds you of something, you know, what made it your favorite song? Which song and what made it your favorite song?
My favorite is Through It All, because it was a lot that eventually, you know, everybody keeps saying, you know, Shelly, when you write that book, it's
Now, see, you just put me on blast. I ain't got Through It All.
I'm sorry?
I ain't got Through It All. How you going to put me on blast like that? You know what I'm saying? How you just, hold on. Boy, look at here. Let me. Oh, boy. I had to just laugh that one off. Boy, I almost went there. Somebody, what you saying, Miss Computer Lady? You want to say something?
Bridge to Captain Kirk.
Yeah, it kind of smells so good speaking. Yeah, she just tried me. I understand, she just tried me. Okay,
but
we back, people.
Baby, I do have your CD.
Hey, I want my autograph copy.
That's what I said. Baby, I got your CD. So it's a matter of me putting it in the mail.
Well, look at here. You know every time you call me, baby, what I be thinking about.
Dang, baby, would you like some fries with that shake?
Boy, look at him, woman. Hey.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Let me ask you before we get in. Are you single? Are you single? I did read your whole survey. I have a blog on my show page. So mm-hmm. the blog is what I actually took off of your Dark Side page, the whole survey.
Uh-huh.
You know, your dislikes, your don'ts, you know, you didn't like the worst thing you disliked was actually getting divorced, which, like, who likes that? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
you know, that's
right,
not,
right.
You know, so that should be. Yeah, so I know a little something about you. You know what I mean?
Is that cool?
Well, you are single, huh? All right. You know, I do travel. You know what I'm saying? You like young men.
You said I like young men.
Yeah, do you like young men? Oh, I had to put that, excuse me, y'all out there in radio land. I got to pull Michelle K to the side real quick. You know what I'm saying? Whisper some sweet nothings in her ear, you know, real quick.
Oh, my goodness.
we're going to be playing the music. All right, listen. Out of the six songs I got, and through it all, and I like that, I like the picture that you took for that. I do like I like the headshot picture that you actually took for that cover album. That was a beautiful picture that you took. Okay, now, out of Tribute to Phyllis Hyman, Unappreciated, Window Man, I'll be singing that too. You know, that reminds me of the old hit. Ain't that an old remake?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I heard that song before, and it just reminds me of that song still. A lot of people can remake songs, and they sound like shit. And you ask, why in the hell did you remake that? Mary J. Blige was one of those people that kind of pissed me off a lot of times. She remade some of them songs. It's like, that doesn't show originality.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got a whole album that you done remade off of another person that just already wrote the songs. Come on.
Yeah.
But now,
Mace is my heart. Mace is cheese my heart.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah, but
knows her as the remake queen.
If you can go back, though, and I mean take some of these old school songs and make them sound like they are fresh in 2010, that's a feat. You know, that is a major feat to be able to achieve. And, to me, you've done that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm very impressed with your mute. I don't know if I'm making you blush or whatever, but, I've talked to a lot of artists on here, you know, from rap to R&B. And I love Miss Rita Shelby, but your music, to me, it's just so soulful, and it just really touches me. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't talking about it in a dirty, nasty way. You know what I'm saying? But it really reaches into you and can soothe your soul. It's real soothing music, you know. So Night Talk, Special Friends, Hold Me, My Valentine's a Dance With Me. Out of those songs, what's your favorite song and why?
Gosh, can I have a split? Can I say Dance With Me for the up-tempo is because I love, when I was previously married, they didn't allow me really, like me to dance, but I love to dance. So once I was divorced, I was able to, went to classes and I was able to dance. So that's how I wrote that. But then as far as a slow ballad, Night Talk is my favorite because I'm doing all the instruments, the music I wrote, and I did everything on Night Talk. That I kind of did for the troops. Because I feel like, when you got your husband or your wife that's over in Iraq or whatever, and you're having this intimate talk in order to help them go to sleep. So those are kind of like a great
I've been there. I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
Wow. So Special Friends ain't even in there. What the f- is going on, people? What is going on?
Special Friends is kind of an open song, baby, where you kind of, it's open. You got a special friend in it, that it might, your friend might be God. You have those who are the same sex to me. That's your special friend. So Special Friend is an open song that's just totally meant, to engulf, who you feel is your friend.
Well, that's my favorite. So that's what we playing first anyway. Love your artist, but hey, I'm running the show. I want to hear it. Y'all like to hear it? Here it go. This is Shatter K, Special Friends. We're coming right back. Y'all is riding down, featured in the Friday. This presents the beautiful Shatter K. After we come back after the song, go ahead and get ready for your, MySpace infos and all that kind of stuff, because that's what we're going to want to make sure I get that out of the way when we get into some more music. All right. Right here, this is Special Friends by the beautiful Miss Shelly K. She's single, y'all. You know what I'm saying? She's single. Oh, no, not bad. I got you was on the radio. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Let's go. Man, I almost, I was finna put that on repeat. You know what I'm saying? I was finna put that song on repeat. But, you know, we got to get through a couple more songs. So let me walk back over here and get this show really started back and beam Miss Shelley back up in here real quick. Hold on, Miss Shelley. I know you out there floating in space. You know what I'm saying? I got you. Hold on. All right, here we go. Bringing her back up in the building, Miss Shelley K. What the happened? Okay, here we go. Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm sorry. Most artists, you know, don't do a background check on the host that they come on the show with. Mm-hmm. And you would have had to do that in order to understand. This show here is not your regular radio show. I actually do this show from the planet B, you know, which is the black planet, you know what I'm saying? I got to get up off of planet Earth a little while, you know, to do this show. So we is actually out of space right now, you know what I'm saying? That's where you actually at. So this is the Starship Smelly Fries that you are actually riding on, and I am your host, Captain Smell So Good.
Which, by the way, I am a Trekkie.
Oh, you are? You don't know nothing about that.
I'm a complete Trekkie.
You can't do the V? Do the V. Let me see the V.
I can do the V with both hands.
Do the V. Oh, that's an ambidextrous V.
Yeah, bring peace to all and prosperity. I do that with both hands.
I'm, you know, of course, my mom, you know, I'm the throwback, the original, you know, Captain Kirk sleeping with green women, Star Trek, you know what I'm saying? Not this Deep Space Nine, all these old throw-off craps that they got now, you know what I'm saying? That they ain't even, they trying to take it to the fantasy land, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, that was real Star Trek, you know what I'm saying? Captain Kirk fighting blue dudes and all this other kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. To boldly go where you ain't going to go, you know what I'm saying? But they went there, so hey, appreciate you. But let me ask you about Phyllis Hyman. Now, how was she, you know, what made her your biggest influence? Like, why is she such a big influence to you?
Probably because I kind of grew up gloomy. I guess you can say gothic. And when it came to singing, she was, that's, you know, to me, Phyllis has always been in a blue, gothic kind of way in singing. Sad songs alone, and I was able to always relate to that. So, you know, she became my soul partner as far as in that concern.
Wow. Have you spoken with, like, anybody in her camp? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I guess to get in more into her music?
I have spoken with her managers, with her personal manager, with her best friend, who actually let me listen to his message, his machine that she had recorded, My Funny Valentine, but it's never been put out. And he had that as his, you know, when you call his phone, his answer machine message. And it was them that really gave me more in-depth, you know, as far as who she really was, of why I'm so adamant of keeping her alive.
Well, let's go ahead and continue on, people. This is a tribute to Phyllis Hyman. This is by Miss Shelley K. Where's your MySpace? Can you give all the information out real quick? I'm pretty sure Mr. Computer Lady will type that up in the chat room for us.
Sure. MySpace.com/ShelleyK. And I'm Shelley spelled with a C. C-H-E-L-L-Y. The letter K and the letter M for like music.
And do you have .com?
MySpace.com/
No, I mean your own, like your own, you know what I'm saying, like where they can come and buy your music, like physically buy your music off of your own website or anything?
Well, no, you know what? That's being set up right now, matter of fact, through on the MySpace page.
Oh.
That you're going to be able to come there and be able to, you know, download the music.
So that was my only pet peeve with MySpace, that you couldn't actually sell your music, you know what I'm saying, off of your page.
Yeah, you can.
All right, well, then I stand corrected on the mic. I'm telling everybody to go out and get a regular web page, you know what I'm saying?
because
you can put your PayPal, and it's just, you know, you can put all that kind of stuff up and really customize it a lot more than, you know, the MySpace. MySpace, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of preset. You know, you can't get as creative as you want to with it.
Yeah, you can, but they're really sticklers. As far as you having your paperwork together, you making sure that all the business aspects are covered, you know, before you put your music on.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, people. Now, let me ask you something, too. What is the difference? What is the dark side and the light side about?
The dark side is the other side I had to create, being Shelly Kay. Otherwise, originally, my name is Michelle. I'm totally opposite Shelly. Shelly is more outgoing. You know, I'd be on the stage and perform like that, where Michelle is actually more shy. Believe it, I'm completely shy. So the dark side is Shelly Kay. And then the romantic side is, you know, more my friends, family, and, you know, more of getting more in depth as far as getting to know me.
Oh, Miss Computer Lady, Trekkie. I didn't know that. Shout out to Miss Computer. You know, you sound shy, you know what I'm saying, which is kind of weird how you even got to my show. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how you made it around here, because ain't nothing shy about me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, hey, I do what I do. I love people. You know what I'm saying? I'm a people person. I'm Aquarius. And, you know, I love people. You know what I'm saying? I'm the water bearer. So I bring life to people. You know what I'm saying? So I just, that's why when people say they shy, I love that, because I'm going to bring you out your box. I'm going to say some stuff to you that, hey, I don't know, ain't nobody ever said to you before. You know what I'm saying? But it's all in good taste, and it's all for good show. You know, it's entertainment. That's what it's all about. So what we're going to do, we're going to get off into this tribute to Phyllis Hammond. And then we're going to come back. We're going to flirt with Miss Shelly Kay a little bit more, y'all. You know what I'm saying? All right. Let's get on in. This is tribute. This is Phyllis Hammond. Miss Shelly Kay live on Featured Indie Friday. Right now with your boy. Cap smells so good, man. 813 up in the building. Straight boat. Shout out to the 313. Detroit up in here, y'all. All right.
From your words, I learned about life. From your soul, I felt dry. You see, I too learned of how it feels
to be alone, to be alone.
Through you, I've seen the light.
Your voice was that of a teacher. You impart those words. We don't wonder why.
And I had to, I'm caught up in the chat room. I'm sitting here talking to Miss Computer Lady. And something came over me, you know what I'm saying? Real, real, you know, devilish like that. So let me walk over here real quick. Y'all excuse me. Walk on over here and let me hit these controls. Get out the way, man. Y'all got to excuse me, too, because, you know, Timmy be getting into stuff sometimes.
Timmy!
Get out the way. What? Get out the way, boy. I'm pushing buttons. Sorry about that. Sorry. There we go. Got to be Miss Shelly K back up in here. You know, I have affirmative action on this show to where, you know, I have a couple of retarded kids, you know what I'm saying, I had to hire as one of my prerequisites for getting this spaceship. So that's Timmy. And I got mother homeboy Goofball. You know, he hang out every once in a while. If you ever see him, just get out the way, though, because he always jump up in your face. And he throw his hands in the air to be talking about,
yay!
All the time. You know what I'm saying? You got to watch out for him. But, yeah, it's all good. Let me put something in the background. I'm going to put this Night Talk in the background so we can get into this a little bit more. So do you – I didn't read anywhere in the bio. Do you have kids?
Yes, I do.
Oh, so you don't get all super personal. I see that. You do limit some stuff that you put out on the internet. So you don't put everything out there because I didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? And I done read both of the MySpace pages, and I ain't see that. Aaron went through all the pictures.
Well, actually,
no, I ain't Twittering you. I ain't stalking you or anything. You know, I was just doing some homework. You know what I'm saying?
No, dear. I was saying on the romantic side. That's my matter of fact, four of them, or three of them, no, four, they're right there next to me. They're pictures, my girls, daughters.
Oh, well, hold on. Let me get more in extensive, because I apparently must have missed some. I missed.
And two of my daughters perform with me.
What?
Yeah, two of my daughters actually perform with me.
So how was that? Because to me, family and business don't work.
Are you kidding? They stand right there. They're my background singers, and they perform routine the whole shot.
What? Now, why when I pull up myspace.com/ShellyK, it pulls up a Rochelle out of Ohio? Did you ever know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, the myspace.com/ShellyK, just Shelly K, spelled just like your name. Yeah, it pulls up a 34-year-old from Elyria, Ohio.
No,
you got to be careful how you. Yeah, you got to be careful how you type stuff in. I think you put Shelly K M. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, Shelly K M for music.
Yeah, and that's a whole difference with the MySpace, boy. It just. Oh no! If you don't put one thing in, boy, you sure enough will be on the wrong page, looking at apples and oranges when you know, I'm looking for something else. That was a trip. Yeah. So let me ask you something too. Now, how is you've been on the? How long have you been on MySpace?
I want to say maybe 3 years.
Yeah. And have you found like more success? Through the online, as far as you know, promoting your stuff offline.
You know what? I've met with so many people. I mean, I even was able to chit chat like with Boney James, and we wake up in the morning Bob James, and you know, are you up this morning? He'd be like, yeah, or, you know, and I tell him whatever it was, some songs he put on there. I was like, you know, I like that song. I ain't crazy about that one. You know, I have friends now in Italy that we correspond, so I think MySpace and Facebook is phenomenal.
Yeah. Huh. That's what's up. You speak any languages?
I wish. I used to speak Japanese, but if you don't, you know the old saying, well, if you don't practice it, you know, it leaves you.
Oh, I can't ask you nothing then. I often talk to you in like 4 or 5 different languages. I teach languages on Tuesday. On my show.
Do you really?
And, yeah, all month long, each month, I teach a different language. Like, when I first started out, because my co-host, well, now, I guess ex-co-host, because I ain't seen in, shit, 3-4 months, but she's actually from Australia, Perth, Australia. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm doing my show at 12 o'clock, it's 12 in the morning now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We like a whole, yeah, total flip.
Mingle?
Huh?
Did you mingle?
Did I mingle?
No, that's all right.
Oh, I'm right. Did I mingle? With who?
I thought with the DJ Mingle before.
No, no, I ain't never heard of him. DJ Mingle. Oh.
She?
Wait, yeah. Oh, she?
Yeah, out of Australia.
You don't have too many female DJs that get any kind of recognition, boy. And there's so many of them out there. They just, you know, well, DJs don't get no love, period. You know what I'm saying? So I can't
exactly.
Even say that. And then we just going to get love, period. We just, if it ain't for us, y'all ain't shit.
Exactly.
And I say that so bluntly, you know what I'm saying, because that's just the exact truth. The amount of energy that I put into helping the artists get to where they say they want to be at, you know what I'm saying, is please, I couldn't even give you a price tag. You know, because it's that much work, that much dedication that it takes. And it's just, it's about the love of it, though. If you don't have love for what you do, you will never do it correctly. You're never going to do it to your full potential. You're always going to look for something out of it. You know,
right.
And when you start looking for something out of it, you're not just doing it for the love of it anymore.
Right.
You know, and this is just for the love of meeting you, you know, meeting just people from across the world. You know what I'm saying? Now, getting back to what I was saying, though, about the language learning. I'm sorry. I smoke weed, too, so you got to excuse me. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, them lost membranes scatter a little bit. You know? And I ain't had my morning cup of coffee yet, if you know what I'm saying. I don't drink coffee, though. Yeah, I don't drink coffee, though. You know, I don't drink coffee. You know, it stunts my growth. You know what I'm saying? Not really, but I don't do coffee, you know. Blunt a day keeps the doctor away, you know. Oh, I did. My bad. This computer lady slapped me on my hand. She say I was bad for asking you if you were single.
Oh.
My bad.
Well, you got to put it out there in the universe, you know, so God would, you know, grant you. Otherwise, how would he know?
Well, I asked her to call in and save me because I told her I was finna flirt with you, you know what I'm saying? Too late. Too late, you know. Too late. That's what I'm talking about. You already caught up in my repertoire. Caught up in my repertoire. Well, no, I teach on Fridays. On Tuesday. Every Tuesday, I started out teaching the language because my co-host taught me Macedonian. Well, a little bit. You know what I'm saying? How to speak Macedonian. So like dobro večer is good afternoon. Dobro noć is, you know, good evening. So I can say a few things in Macedonian, which is her native tongue. You know what I'm saying? She lives in Australia, but she's actually from Macedonia. Just from being, she was really like the jump off of everything, though. So I was like, well, how about this then? Every Tuesday, we're going to learn a language. You know what I'm saying? Since I'm sitting up here trying to learn a language, you know, secondhand from you, let's just all get together and try to learn a language together. So I have a website. It's called www.byki.com. It's like the Rosetta Stone, but it's a free. It's a free version of the Rosetta Stone.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? And it'll teach you every language from Africa, from A to Z, put it that way, starting in African and ending at Zulu. Everything in between, Hebrew, Arabic, Chinese, Japanese, whatever. So, like last month, that's when I just started dedicating the whole month to learning a language. I was doing it like every Tuesday. I'll come back and try to learn something new. But you know what I'm saying? The languages are so hard to get down with accents and dialects and all this kind of stuff that you have to really understand. That's why I went on ahead and made it a 4-week program instead of just, you know, just every Tuesday I switch up something different. So last month we covered the Afrikaans language, not African, the Afrikaans language, which is our native tongue, which, you know, which we, why we sit up here and wonder why we can't understand anybody else, because we don't understand ourselves. And we don't understand our true language and where it comes from. And once I started teaching that, you know, that's when everybody else, even my homeboy Goofy Bone, I got a Mexican speaking African and French. For real. And, you know, and that's what that's all this month long is dedicated to learning French. You know, we did the African, you know, Crute, Queen of Dog is what you will always hear when you come on my show. Greetings. Good afternoon. Mm-hmm. I also speak a little Chinese, you know, Chow Boy Toy. I speak a little bit of everything, Vietnamese, because one thing I do say is when you're traveling around to different countries and stuff, you do not have to be fluent, but you just have to be respectful enough to have that basic know of, you know, hello, goodbye, or direction. You know, I need to use the bathroom. You know, just the basics. You know, you don't right. need to be fluent, because they will teach you everything else that they want you to know.
Right.
And that is so real. Let me bring Miss Computer Lady up in here real quick. We got Ohio up in this thing. That's what I'm talking about. Miss PC. Boom. Get out of the way, boy. Sorry about that.
Girl.
Get out the way, boy. Sorry about that. Hey, welcome to the show, Miss Computer Lady. You are
hey
in the
there,
building.
Billy.
Do you
Girl,
let me ask you something? You ever,
yes,
have you yes. ever heard of Miss Shelly Kay?
Oh, definitely.
Have you ever heard of Miss Shelly Kay? I got this artist on the line, this woman right here. You should have sent me her info to do this interview. You know, I had to hook this up myself and everything. You normally be on your job, Miss Computer Lady, but you know, I had to find this lady.
Only Smelly Girl, only Smelly.
Hey, everybody ever watch? You ever watch a little white dude to be what the crack name is? Be on after Politically Incorrect. What's the white dude to be on after him? The Colbert Report. You ever notice when he run out on stage in front of his guests, he take all the credit? He'll run out there.
Watching.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So the audience will start clapping, and he'll run out there like, "Woo, thank you. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's stealing the credit. So, you know, I pulled one of them, you know, I pulled a white man on, you know what I'm saying? Trying to steal all the credit.
I tried to get him.
My bad. Hey, hold on. Since you are online, we got an audience. Yeah, let me go on ahead and get my squeak it out, however you guys to do it. Michelle, I need to go ahead and sing happy birthday something to me. No, it ain't my birthday. Sing something. Happy anniversary. Or I don't care. Sing anything.
For you?
For me.
But to you?
Sing to me.
Girl, he's not going to let you off. I can tell you that right now.
No. Don't have me to go bury up in here, don't you?
No, please don't.
Well, dear, I need to know, you know, like, whatever, you know, besides, you know, you, and I adore you as far as my music, is there any special songs or, you know, that you like?
All of them. So what, you finna sing a mega mix? I want like 30 seconds of every song. You know what I'm saying? Just a whole medley real quick. Just, hey, run it like a, you know, like a mixtape or something. You know?
A mixtape. Okay, let's see. A mixtape of old medleys.
Oh, here we go. Y'all ain't never heard this. This is an exclusive right here on the Starship Smelly Prize, you know. Get this medley going. You ready? me.
me, you're right.
Oh, my bad.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills or delights me. Oh, no. Listen. It's just the nearness of you, baby. At last. My love, come along. My lonely days are over. And life is right like a song. Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. Where there are tears in the sky, you get by. If you smile through your tears and sorrow, smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Is that kind of nature?
Yeah, God. Let me sing something to you, huh? Special friend.
Oh, golly.
And that's with no training right there. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to school for that one.
Oh,
you know
what? No, you did. That was not good. No.
honestly, what you hear, that's all I know the song, but I don't know the song. So
yeah.
When I be riding around, that's all I just keep saying in my head, and that's the only line people hear me sing. Show friend, and I like cause the way you go up and you go down. That's why you hear it in my voice. Cause I'm trying to mimic the way that you know you really. I mean, I'm like, damn. You can hit some low octaves and bring it back up from like 0 to 60, and I was like, damn.
My father taught me actually.
Yeah, how to bring it real deep, and then you know from the diaphragm, you gotta lock that stomach up, push it on out.
Yeah, I learned the hard way to have to bring all your vocals from your diaphragm. I learned the hard way.
Meaning, why is that? I mean, was he strict or something?
Very strict. Matter of fact, it was me and three of my brothers, and every bad note you hit, mind you, I'm the only girl, and I have three brothers. And if you hit a bad note, we had to hit each other, like with your fist, right there where the note's supposed to come from. So you could best bet we were learning real quick in order to make that note come from, you know, that spot.
You know, pull a Joe Jackson off in here, you know what I mean? Joe, don't beat the kids, Joe. Don't beat the kids. Don't beat the kids. Stop beating the kids, Joe. Oh, I'm sorry.
Joe, he's a man.
I had a flashback just then. My fam, well, you know, R.I.P., Mike, you know, I love you, dog. I love you, Mike. Shit,
okay.
Goddamn, Joe beating the kids, boy.
Oh.
Well, I tell you, it's ABC. You don't sing 1, 2, 3 first. ABC first. 1, 2, 3s, they come first. How you? Get on over there, Michael. Get on over there. Freshen up your Jerry curl. Get on over there. Freshen that curl up. It ain't dripping enough. Get on over there. I want it dripping before we hit the stage. I'm sorry. I forgot. Are we live on the show? Are we still live?
Yeah, we're still live on the show.
Oh,
pretty much.
I got to help
bring Smelly back. Yeah,
I'm
excited.
Forgot where we was at. You know what I mean? We're still on the show. Hey.
But Smelly, great job. Love you. And Shelly, girl, you know I love you. Congratulations again.
Thank you, thank you.
You know she's calling in to save you, right?
Like I said, only smelly.
Oh, she's calling in to save you, you know what I'm saying? She was like, you know, because I knew you was unappreciated, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm your window man, you know what I'm saying?
Look
at that window. Try to be that special friend, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So we can share some night talk, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Next day, you know, you might even dance with me, you know what I'm saying? Sing a tribute to Phyllis Hyman. That's what I'm talking about, you know? Oh, I'm talking about number love up here. Love.
Hey, that goes to prove you got a true fan down in Tampa, Florida, girl.
I'm going to have him to write my Grammy speech.
You don't even want that. You don't even want that. You know what I'm saying? Who? I had a whole audience standing up on their toes. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
You want me to just come and say the speech for you? I get up there and sing it. Spin.
Wait.
Show friend.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then... Oh, well, I'm going to let you go. And then when that Grammy moment happens, Shelly, I'll tell you what's going to happen. He's not going to see too many people standing up. He's going to run up on the stage and say, excuse me for a moment, but Shelly, get your feet up.
You know, I'm going to be the first artist.
I'm going to pull a little mama and Jay-Z. You know, when you go to take your picture, I'm just going to bum rush on the stage. Bam, jump right into it. Thank you. Okay, okay. Oh, security, security. I'm back in my seat. I'm back in my seat. I'm back in my seat. Yeah, I'm back in my seat.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, God, let me let you go.
Little PC, is your fault. Oh, hey, listen, Michelle, okay, I have to apologize. You know what I'm saying? That she didn't forward you the info about this show ahead of time. Most times people are prepared before they come on this show. Apparently you was not prepared.
Because he should have done it.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, you know. But, yeah. Hey, check this out. Where is this unappreciated? What is, because the title just, you know, I'm a DJ. I do know what that means.
Let me let y'all go on. Love y'all. Take care. Let me
all right,
love you,
baby.
Love you too. I'll call you later.
Hold on, woman. Let me beam her off real quick, right. Miss Shelly. Y'all, yeah, hold on one second.
Ooh, let me go recover.
Beam her off real quick. All right, Miss PC. Bye.
All right. Bye bye, everybody.
That's Ohio right there, y'all. That's Ohio. That's representing right there. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. All right. Unappreciated. Give me, what's the...
Well, unappreciated is when I was married, and the simplest thing is, like, you know, I'm romantic, and the simplest thing...
I can hear that. I don't know what else to have, but I can hear that. Oh, okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, certain things that I might have done within that marriage, as far as, you know, candlelights and things like that, it wasn't appreciated, and I found myself, like, about 4 o'clock in the morning, I guess pissed, and got to writing, so...
Wow.
That's where I appreciate it comes from.
So this is actually about a man.
You know, most of my music is me. My music, you know, is, you know, Hold Me. It's you know, which is another selection of the song. It's me. It's what I've either been
through, life
or what
experience
I want to go through.
Yeah, okay, okay. Not directly at, you know, a man, not a man bash song. You know what I'm saying? Like.
No, unappreciated is either way, because there's a lot of men that's not appreciated for things, you know, opening up doors or, you know, they might give whatever things that, you know, unappreciated is universal either way.
Opening doors? Who do that?
See?
You know, that is just, I have to say that because my female friends, you know what I'm saying, when they get into my car and I open up the door, you know what I'm saying, they like... I open the door for myself, like, well, get your punk ass in then.
See?
You
that's
know?
A shame. That's, you
yeah,
know,
it's unappreciative. It's like, but our generation, you know what I'm saying, I'm 32 years old. So my generation, you know, my mother, she did teach me, you know, the proper etiquette of, you know, how to open doors, any door, you know, not just a car door, any door for a woman. You know what I'm saying? Not your significant other, just any woman in general. You know what I'm saying? The old white lady coming into the 7-Eleven. You know what I'm saying? You open the door and you allow that woman to come in.
Right.
You know, that's just being a gentleman. Nowadays, though, you got these 34-year-old grandmas, you know what I'm saying, with they 16-year-old, you know, granddaughters with kids and all that, and none of them are teaching any kind of, you know, any kind of etiquette to you know, being proper. You know, you got the little boy running around with his pants hanging down into his ankle, and he'll run straight into the store, you know what I'm saying, and let somebody who's trying to come in with on a wheelchair, you know what I'm saying, fend for themselves. And then the mama will sit up there and accept that, like that's correct.
Pretty much.
You know, and
I'm old school when I teach my kids old school. I teach my girls, you know, girls and sons, you have to know how to cook, you know,
yeah.
For a lady to be a lady, for, you know, a man to be a man.
Yeah. Food is the key to a person's heart. You know what I'm saying? If you can cook a good meal, a person could tolerate a lot of stuff in a relationship.
I'll brag about my cooking before I do my singing.
Oh, yeah? Now, you know, you can go ahead and mail me some pasta in the mail, you know what I'm saying? You know, FedEx that over to me, you know what I'm saying? I like, let me see what I like. You know, I do some cheesecake.
Oh, yeah.
My mouth watering good. How about some chicken and waffles? You do some chicken and waffles?
I do chicken and waffles. I do greens, oxtails.
Good Lord. Woman, how is you single?
You say, how am I single?
Yeah.
Because,
is it by choice? Because me, personally, I'm single by choice.
I haven't run into someone that understands that my music right now is coming first.
Right. And that is the key thing.
Right, and you know, different ones I've spoken with, you know, they'll say that at first, but then they say, you know, you haven't called me, or, you know, and I'm like, well, this week I might have did a lot of performances, you know, and I don't have the time as much as, you know, normally I would love to, but this is my passion right now.
Yeah, you hate me. Your ass singing to me every night. What? Every night, girl. Special friend. Oh. We'll be duetting every night up in this. Boy, look at here. Ooh, Ebony and Ivory. We'll be Ebony and Ivory. You know what I'm saying? Peaches and Nerve up in this. Oh.
Wow.
You already know. So what I'm going to do, I got 8 minutes left of the show. I do want to go ahead. But believe you me, even though I ain't playing all your music today, all your songs have been played in rotation on my show and are in constant rotation.
Thank you.
I only promote independent artists, so when you actually do get signed to record label, I will be leaving you alone. You know what I'm saying? But till
then. Oh, wow.
I tell even my own artists that. When you go commercial, I'm done. We still going to be friends and stuff. I'm just saying as far as the promotion tip. Because that's what that company is for. You know what I'm saying? You know, your record company is the one that now is supposed to be filling my shoes. So I need to just step out the way and let them do that. That's all I'm saying. I don't abandon my artists. I ain't saying that. I ain't saying like I'm going to abandon you or anything. But I will step to the side to let your professional career excel in the direction that it needs to.
I understand.
Yeah, there we go. I was trying to say that as delicate as I could. You know what I'm saying? So, let's get into this last track before we come back and, I whisper some more sweet nothings in your ear. This is Unappreciated right here, featured Andy Friday, you know what I'm saying, presents Miss Shelly K. And that's how we're going to do it, y'all. Here we go. If you're unappreciated, you know what I'm saying, you're appreciating somebody out there, you need to record this song right now and play that shit for them. You know what I'm saying? And appreciate it. For real, man. Everybody need to be appreciated, you know? Here we go, y'all. It's Michelle K in the building. Featured in the Friday. Uh-oh.
Years have gone by that we've been together through calm and stormy weather. Yeah. I've stayed by your side when we've had no money or even no place to live. Yet through all this, not once have I heard you say, baby, just thank you, or baby, I love you. For you, you just think it's a woman's job. Cooking clean, you just need to stop and hear what I have to say. You don't appreciate me.
You don't appreciate
no.
For the little things,
ooh,
all the years I've spent with you. You don't appreciate me.
You don't even take the time to decide a romantic life.
You're always busy,
feeling
I'm always there for you.
When you come home, we'll let
wanted me to hear about today.
You don't ask why. Walk on by,
wait,
don't
no
even
you.
Know the gown is bottles of wine.
Wait, no
you just
you.
Make me so confused why I favorite you.
I just have to ask myself, there's gotta be someone, somebody else who would adore me and embrace everything I do.
You don't appreciate
you don't
me.
Look at here. I feel so appreciated. You know what I'm saying? Me being Miss Shelly K back up in here real quick. Yeah, I feel real appreciated. You know what I'm saying? And the Lord allowed me to hook up with beautiful people in this world. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times you sit back and you be like, it's hell on earth. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm living in hell. You know? But when you reach out and you actually connect with beautiful people in this world, you find out that it is heaven on earth. You know what I'm saying? So if you do ever have that feeling that, you know what I'm saying, you're living in hell, well, then you have to get out of your surroundings or change your whole scenery, change whatever is making you feel like that. Because every time I call the people in Hawaii or other countries, they ain't never told me that, man, it feel like hell up here. You know, they're always telling me it's 70 degrees or something, they finna hit the beach and catch some waves. Or go to a dance, or you know, I never heard nobody in Jamaica, you know what I'm saying, hey, it's hell down here, you know what I'm saying? All I hear is that I'm at the beach every day, you know, it's beautiful. You hear everything else but the hell word.
Right. That's right.
You hear that now. So I do
That's
want to thank you. What's that?
You get your energy from that, you know. You know what I said this year? I was going to get rid of negativity, negative people, pessimists, anything, and it seemed like in doing so, a lot of things is panning out, and I put it out in the universe, what I want.
Mm. That's a key thing, too, knowing what you want. If you might sit up there and run and try to get into a relationship because of what you see. But you know what I'm saying? Everything that you see is not everything that's good for you, though. You know, it's not always good for you. So sometimes you have to go for what you need and not what you want. You know, you need to go for what you need. You need love. You don't need somebody to pound on you all night. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's sexually or just with their fist. You don't need that.
Well, that can come with love. Yeah, you do. Yeah.
That is true. That is true. But now at the same time, love is not physical. Love is not physical. That is not love. You know, I was with a woman who her definition of love was if I punched in the eye.
Wow.
You know,
no.
That's her definition of love. You know what I'm saying? Because that was the previous relationship she had been in. So the psychological effect was so set in that, you know, that's what she really felt.
Right.
You know, if a man didn't put his hands on her, you know what I'm saying, he didn't love her. And I personally had to get myself out of that situation, or I would have turned myself into that type of person, you know, and that is a no-go. You know, I never believe, you know, I think you're a real pussy as a man, you know, to put your hands on a woman, you know,
right.
in any form, you know what I'm saying, unless it's a form that she, you know, is in agreeance with. Other than that,
right.
Man, you better keep your hands to yourself, what your mama tell you.
Right.
So,
life is for women, too.
Yeah, because, you know, you got weak dudes be out there getting beat down by the woman and stuff. So.
You can't say they're weak.
Yeah, they is weak,
a woman can put it on a man, you know, and make them really just, you know. Otherwise, then that's a woman being weak. A lot of people can be very manipulative.
Now, what I'm saying
is
the physical manner, though. I mean, a woman punching me in my face or slapping me, you know what I'm saying? Come on, that just... No, that ain't gonna happen. I mean,
they just need to walk away. You know, they don't even need to walk away. But they be, you know, women can talk that smack. You know, a lot of women that's abused, the man be like, you know, I love you, I'm sorry, you know, you. And the women fall for that. It's vice versa for a lot of men that a woman can be. You know, I was abused, and they run that game. And I wouldn't say that a man is weak. I would just say that, you know, maybe a love in a. You know,
weak.
He needs to be taught and educated.
Weak. No, I was saying we at the end of the week. That's what I was saying. We at the end of the week. This Friday. That's what I was saying.
It's pretty good.
Oh, Michelle, I got to tell you now, the show is officially over. You have actually outlasted all of my guests that have actually been on the show. I really want to thank you, you know what I'm saying? And if you ever, ever, ever need anything from me, I mean anything, just email blast or anything like that, anything, any way I can help you, you know, please, you got my email address, of course, you know, I got, you know, you want my phone number or whatever, you can hit me up directly, that's no problem. But that's just really what I'm about. Anybody who dedicated to their craft, you know, I'm dedicated to helping them, you know what I'm saying, excel and progress in that craft. And without you, you know what I'm saying, I can't excel myself.
Well, I need a guide because I do want to come down there and do some shows. And that's what, you know, if anything, I would need a guide.
Yeah. Well, I'm the man for that. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, I know a lot of clubs. And that's why I asked. So I will have that. Talk to you off the record, you know what I'm saying, because there's a lot of venues down here that would definitely welcome you, and it would just take promotion, though. That is the biggest key to bringing shows is just the promotion of it, and you know, matching up, you know, the music with the image, so you just can't come out here and say you're going to do a show without giving. You got to give a little, you know what I'm saying, to get a lot. So, you know, if you can, it takes me to be pushing your songs in the streets, you know, like I'm already doing, but then also to have a couple of singles, you know what I'm saying, to be handing out here and there. So, you know, when people are riding around, they can really, you know, get locked into that visual, you know what I'm saying? Like that special friends, that's my single. You know, people, everybody going to have their own special song, you know what I'm saying? I love all the songs.
Right.
But, you know, special friend is the one that I'm riding around to. He's bumping in my car, you know what I'm saying? Somebody step in,
right.
They hearing that.
And it's so much, I so much appreciate and adore you for doing that. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. I'm a definition of a real DJ. I don't know what they call internet DJs, but I'm not that. It just so happens this is the medium to get it out there to a mass audience. Versus, you know, me being on the FM, AM radio, which I've had offers to be on, turned them down, because that's not my steez, you know, that's local to me, and I'm international. I'm not trying to reach anybody in my listening area, you know, I'm not trying to reach three counties. That seems so small to me, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to reach Canada and New Zealand and Japan. You know, I reach these people in these places. These are the people that's going to be buying your music. Not even for the fact that they know what you're saying. You know, a lot of them like the rhythm. They like the feel of the music. And they, you know, they just know that you put your time into it. UK is a very big promoter of American music over their own music.
Right.
Over their own music. Even in France, it's becoming that way. They're listening to more American music than their own rappers, their own French rappers and all that kind of stuff. They're pushing black people music, basically.
French rappers. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they pushing our music. They love our music. You know, and we just need to learn ourselves that our music is King Swing.
Right.
Or Queen Swing. You know what I'm saying? It is nothing else but black music, because black music is the greatest music on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And it all came from us. So that's why everybody going back to it, you know?
Right.
But if you ever like to come back on the show, you have my call-in info, you have my contact info, you're welcome anytime. Anytime. I mean, if you got some projects and stuff that you got coming up and you want to get it out there to the world, you know, just call into the show and I'll give you the floor. You know what I'm saying? You can put all your projects and stuff out there. If you got album release parties or single release parties that you're doing in a particular area, because, you know, all you got to do is say it on this show. And I got so many people that check out the archives, not just necessarily being live on the show. But the archives is what's real important for me, is people that, you know, because this time right here, 12 to 2, a lot of people at work. So
right.
After 5 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, then a lot of people will run back and listen to this show because it's in the email. Yeah, it's in the email box. It's a show reminder and all that kind of stuff is in the email box. So they do know about it. And then a lot of people will catch it, you know what I'm saying, because that's what they tell me. You know, man, I love the show. But you weren't on the show. Well, now I call the archive. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
I,
you know?
I also need your information to send your CD to you.
Yeah, I definitely want my CD. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I sure enough do. Been waiting, looking in the mail like a little kid waiting on a Santa Claus card or something. You know, Santa ain't came. That's why I don't believe in Santa now. See, just because I ain't get my CD, I lost my faith in Santa.
Oh dear!
But no, Miss Computer Lady did tell me that you were sending CDs out, and I thought I'll email you my address and stuff again.
Okay.
I'll definitely send that back because I am waiting in the mail for it.
Well, as soon as I get it, it's in the mail, baby. As soon as I get it,
then you know you have to start calling me baby too, because. Special friend.
Wow.
And I'm gonna send some prayers out to you that you get over your cold.
Thank you.
You know, Lord, please go ahead, because I know I'm going through it myself. So shower down some blessings on the both of us and seal and help heal this sick airways and all the listeners that might be out there, you know, suffering from an illness. And amen to that. Yeah. And once again, thank you to Miss Computer Lady for for being a very, very important piece to this whole puzzle of networking, you know, and she is definitely that, whether she knows it or not. But
I am on Facebook. I'm on Facebook under Shelly Kelly.
Shelly
Kelly. Kelly. Yeah, that's how I'm Shelly K, because my last name is Kelly.
Okay. Shelly Kelly.
Shelly Kelly.
Two first names. Wow.
Yeah.
Kelly Shelly.
Oh, Lord.
Kelly. I'm sorry. I know I took you back to school because I know they were ragging you in school. She got two first names.
Well, no, actually, baby, my born birth name is Michelle.
Oh, it's Michelle. Yeah, it's Michelle.
Right, and like I tell everybody, you take off the M-I and add a Y, you got Shelly.
Well, I was going to call you MLK, but I didn't want them to think I was saying Martin Luther King. You know what I'm saying?
Well, my middle name is Latrice, so.
Right,
yeah.
MLK.
Yeah.
You ain't never thought of that, did you?
No, I have not.
See, yeah, you famous. You famous, girl. You famous without even being famous in that aspect. Your initials... for MLK, yes, the great Martin Luther King, Miss Michelle Latrice Kelly.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, we're ending the show on an upbeat note. We're going to get up out of here with Dance With Me. You know what I'm saying? So we can go ahead and hit the streets and get our groove on in the streets. So I'd like to thank everybody out there in the listening world. You know what I'm saying? Because this show is around the world. And I do mean the world. And I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in on and off, you know what I'm saying, the show. If you ever like to call in, be a guest on my show, hit me up at 347-237-5125. Hit me up on the email at smellybtr@live.com. That's smellybtr@live.com. Or you can hit me up 813-436-7106. Yes, that's a real number, people. And, yeah, hit me up, you know what I'm saying, and we can keep in contact with the world. So, once again, Michelle K., let me give you a round of applause for being on the show, you know what I'm saying, and actually putting up with me. Yeah, I know it was very, very challenging. but thank you for being the sport. And, it was very excellent. Give it up, everybody. Give it up. Michelle K., y'all give it up. I'm talking about. Yeah, Michelle K. Yeah. Oh, damn it. Well, I was going to play the last song. They done closed the gates on me. All right. I guess y'all got to hear me sing it on out. Special friends. Oh, much love to you, Ms. Michelle K.
And
just thank you again, all right? And much success in your career. And remember, if you'd like to come back and hang out, this Tuesday will be Let's Learn a Language Tuesday. And we're actually switching it up. We'll be going into Spanish. Español, which I speak, you know what I'm saying, un poco, so that ain't going to be too hard for me.
Cool.
So if you'd like to come through, guaranteed, it's a very entertaining day. I actually been have a lot of people, more people call in and actually participate on that day. So,
and what time?
At 12 p.m. every day, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m.
All right.
That's what I do, yeah, 12 to 2 every day. Except for weekends. I take the weekends off Saturday and Sunday, and I'm Monday through Friday.
And much love to everyone that listened to this as well. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And thank you for singing. I know, you know what I'm saying, your voice is that time. But, hey, we all got to go through it, you know. Hit a hot toddy and you'll be all right.
Pretty much.
You know. Well, if you drink, if you're an alcohol drinker, hit a hot toddy. If you're not, go to the store. Yeah, you know, and buy you some medication. Me, I'm gonna hit that whiskey and some honey. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna kick that thing up out of there. You know that's how you do.
Don't you think that's what's gonna be
fat in
front of me right now?
Hey, oh well, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I thought you were looking at a picture of me and everything, but it's all good. You know,
you're not a friendly one, dear.
Oh,
you
well, you
know,
I'm gonna send you an autograph picture. I have seen your autograph picture. You know what I'm saying? I believe in autographs.
There you go.
That's
all
one thing
right,
I do believe in. Yeah, I believe in autographs, so I have to do that. You send me my CD.
Oh, yeah.
I'll send you a picture back. How about that?
I would very much like that.
Oh, well, I would very much like my CD.
All right.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm waiting in the mail. I'm going to go check it right now.
Well, no, I don't have the address, dude.
You know, I'm going to check it 24 hours a day. 7 days a week till they get in the mail. I'm looking for it. So you have a blessed day, Ms. K., all right? And thank you very much. All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.